The Gemara, Shabbat, Dav Zayin. One of the domains that we learned about was a domain called the Mekom Petur. Mekom Petur is an area, let's say in the Reshut Rabim, the public domain, that is at least 3 tefachim high off the ground, but does not have the width of 4 by 4 tefachim. That would be one example of a Mekom Petur. Based on this, the Gemara says it is permissible to go from a Mekom Petur to a Reshut Yachid, to a private domain, or to go from a Mekom Petur to a Reshut Rabim, to a public domain, or the opposite, which is an exception to the rules. Because all the other domains, it's forbidden to transfer from one to the other in any direction. Even the rabbinical domain called the Karmelit, it's also forbidden to transfer from a Karmelit to a Reshut Yachid, or a Reshut Yachid to a Karmelit, or a Reshut Rabim, or vice versa to a Karmelit. However, Mekom Petur, it is permissible to transfer from a private domain to the Mekom Petur. Now, how does this manifest itself in a halakha? Well, in our public domains, let's say in New York, we would have a Mekom Petur by a fire hydrant. A fire hydrant is at least 3 tefachim off the ground, but does not have the width of 4 tefachim. Or sometimes next to the fire hydrants, there are those poles that are there to protect that the fire hydrant doesn't get smashed into by a car. Those are also more than 3 tefachim high, but they don't have the width of 4 by 4 tefachim. Now, why do you have to know that? Let's say in a case where a person was walking in the street on Shabbat, and all of a sudden he realizes he has something in his pocket. So now, what's going to happen? If he's going to walk home, so what's going to end up happening is he made an akira in the Reshut HaYachid, and now he walked in the Reshut HaRabim, and he's going to make a hanacha, he's going to place it back in a Reshut HaYachid. Well, if he does that, that's only forbidden from the rabbis, because he really went from a private domain to another private domain. He did not stop in the middle. But that's a little dangerous, only because if he does stop in the public domain, and then he starts walking again and stops again, so you could run into an issue of carrying for amot, the object, in the Reshut HaRabim. So therefore, one advice would be, again, either walk straight home without stopping, so at least you minimize the isur, so you went from a private to a private without stopping in between. Or as you're walking, take the item out of your pocket and place it on the Mekom Petur. Because as we said, the Mekom Petur, you're not really hayav if you went from a Reshut HaYachid to a Mekom Petur. So if you could place it on the fire hydrant or place it on that pole next to the fire hydrant, that would be an example where the Mekom Petur comes into play.